This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
This is Well 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 on Joy 94.9. And today's show, it's me and Adam.
Hello, people.
How are you, Adam?
I'm very well. How are you, Naughty Bear?
I'm all right.
So for those of you who may just be tuning into Well 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 or Joy for the very first time, welcome. Love to have you along. What do we actually talk about on Well Well Well, Carlos?
We talk about anything to do with the LGBTI community. So anything to do with well-being, anything to do with sexual health, anything to do, any topic to do with the LGBTI.
Any topic. Well, not any topic. Topics we consider important ones that we'd like to share with the listener.
Exactly.
And so today, what are we going to be chatting about then?
Well, today we're going to be talking about mooning, one of the most interesting and fun events happening during midsummer.
I have heard so.
It's organized. Have you?
I have heard, yes.
It's organized by our friends from the Laird, and it actually has raised thousands of dollars for the David Williams Fund.
Fantastic. And so I think that's why we're also going to be talking to Linda Horn, who runs the David Williams Fund from the Victorian AIDS Council.
The beautiful Linda. Beautiful and naughty.
And probably just to get a better understanding of how David Williams Fund works, why it's really important, and basically how the money that raises at events that we do like these actually goes to people that it really needs to go to.
Exactly. And we love getting questions in the show, don't we?
Question,
yes, please.
Yes.
So participate. Feel free to participate. Send us an SMS to 0427-JOY949 or send us an email to onair@joy.org.au.
Yeah, and we get the SMS and the email directly here in the studio. So if you send one in, we'll get it and we'll probably be able to respond.
We
have a technical glitch, which occasionally might happen, but anytime you feel free to send us an SMS or an email, even whether it's a topic about a show you want us to cover coming down the track, we're more than happy to take feedback and listen to you guys. You're listening to us, so we want to listen to you. However, you can always call if you need to. If you want to speak to a real live person, 1300-JOY-949, you can tweet us on air. You can tweet us at WellWellWellJoy or like us via Facebook, which is facebook.com/WellWellWellJoy.
Yeah.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well 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 on Joy 94.9. And today we're talking to Brett from the Laird. We're talking about mooning. Hello, Brett. How are you?
Hey, good. Thanks, guys. How are you?
Good. Pretty good. Brett.
That's good.
I've already said that mooning is, of course, one of the most fun events happening during midsummer.
It's pretty crazy, yes.
And busy. It's really,
yeah,
really
exactly.
Full on. So how would you describe mooning?
I think you've already said a few words that kind of describe it. Look, it's a crazy night. It's bugger all money, and it's, you know, when all that money goes to the charity, what you get in eye candy value and laughs, it's pretty good.
And we love the eye candy.
Yeah, a lot of beer butts and things, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. But and some unusual tricks and things. Talents on display.
So is it actually just mooning, or are there a variety of different activities that might take place on the stage per se, and mooning is just the arching umbrella?
No, exactly. Yeah, no. Well, it's kind of morphed over the years. It did used to be pretty much they'd come out, show their butt twice, and do a trick, and then that was it. But we've sort of added a few other elements just to keep it interesting, I guess, and evolving. So we've been getting comedians in for quite a while now. Some of the comedians have just been hilarious. We've had Judith and Denise in their nude suits, and Yumi and Chrissy Swan. Yumi was strapped to an inflatable bondage chair, I think, when they did their comedy session. We've had some amazing people. So it's been just really good. Rachel Berger, Alan Bro, and all these sorts of people. And to have our special one this year, it's great to have Limo locked in. It's awesome. So pretty much is that. We also brought in the rapid auction as well, with all the money from the rapid auction going to charity. Just basically wanting to do a really quick, not a dragged out, 5-10 minute auction. Just here's an item, bid like crazy, go for it. Just the hell of it,
And so you said you had Limo coming in. Is that sort of like the big name coming in doing like a halftime comedy act,
yeah,
or is that someone who's emceeing the night?
Yep, No, he comes in between the, I think in between the wet jock and the bare ass or the talent section. Yeah.
See, there you go. The bare ass.
Come in and, he'll come in and do a bit of a comedy thing and then help auction off the rapid auction item with Dean. Dino Cure, our host. Yeah. Then on we go from there. It's always weird to see what the comedians will do. We've had them, we had a few years back and she just hung around. She said she should have been going back and knocking off the babysitter, but she hung around and just kept, you know, interviewing bums and things on the stage. It was hilarious.
Interviewing bums.
Yeah, there's actually a really good photo of her. Yeah, basically interviewing one of the bums that's poking through the hole. So, yeah.
Did they speak back?
Well, thankfully, no. not that way, anyway.
Now, you mentioned that Dina Curie is going to be the MC for the night?
Yes, yep. Mm. Yeah, Dean's been hosting the last few years after Laurie Lane stepped down for that. So, yeah, and that's so Dean, you know, Mr. Everywhere pretty much during midsummer. I'm amazed he's able to get some sleep. But, Dean's an amazing person. And during midsummer, he just goes crazy with his own comedy shows and what he's got on at the Laird and everything. So, yeah.
And Brett, so you said that things have obviously changed from the very get-go, where it was probably people just coming out showing their asses and now kind of, you know, the talent section or the swimsuit section of the competition, one might call it. What is probably one of the funnier or sort of more unusual things that you've seen happen at Mooning? And if it can be relatively PG as possible.
Okay, well, I can do this. All right. we can skip back to way back in history, the one that is almost an urban people. Some people think it's an urban legend or whatever, but the chicken and the egg act.
Pray tell.
First, and if you were there on the night, you knew which came first, whether it was the rubber chicken or the egg.
Okay.
And that was performed a couple of times over the years, right up until about 2009. We witnessed one after we took over. So that was an interesting one. That was, you know, like I said, it had just been, you know, we'd get people walking in from overseas and talking about this chicken and the egg show that happened at Mooning once. The more recently, last year's winner, quite a few people would know Storvin, and he won by pretty much, well, to keep it PG, he opened a champagne bottle and poured it into a glass for Dino Cure to drink.
How did he open the bottle? That's talent.
That is very
talented. Yeah, well, how did he open the bottle if he didn't have his hands available?
Have it ever happened that you run out of talent in any particular year?
No, not really. We had to cap it. We had to start capping it at 8 contestants because it was just getting sometimes up to 12 and it was just manic.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's great that many people want to do it, but you sort of, really, in the end, it's an event for charity, so it's not like we owe it to, you know, everybody to have a go. They can come back in the next year and sign on. So we pretty much keep it to 8. It's easier for the sponsors to, you know how many prize packs to think about and things because we've got some great sponsors.
How do you cap it at 8? Because
look, the first 8 in, really. And, you know,
first investor.
Pretty much every year, 4 to 5 people that come in have done it at least maybe the year before or a couple of years prior. They're pretty much half of them are always frequent flyers, basically. Yeah. They love doing it for charity or they love getting their butt out there and, you know. Yeah, and you can tell that one of the other crazy parts of it is the wet jock part, so they'll come out and stick the front of them through a hole, and the judges who are sitting right in front have the big water cannons, and they pretty much go hammer and tong with the water cannons, and, yeah, the contestants pretty much shake it and
wet T-shirt, but wet underwear competition. I like it. I like Red Skull.
Yeah. yeah, that was one we added on about 4 or 5 years ago to add another element, so it wasn't just bums. It was, well, let's bring the front end into it. So sometimes there is a nipple slip, say, I guess you could say, of the front region. So that sometimes happens. As I said, the contestants are usually quite keen to put themselves out there.
And so where can people go to get tickets or more information about Mooning, sort of when it starts and all that kind of pragmatic stuff?
Yeah, well, we've always done tickets at the bar, but over the last few years, tickets online have gone crazy. And last year we sold 85% of tickets via the Midsummer website because it's the same price, whether you do it over the bar or online. The good thing with booking online is if you lose your ticket, you've sort of got the proof of purchase things. I'd say you to just jump onto the Midsummer site, go and buy tickets for that and any other Midsummer events while you're there, and yeah, then you just show up on the night. So, and that way you're able to book for friends. Like I said, it's $15. You can tell your mates it's their birthday present for the year or something and buy them a ticket. So, yeah.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and we're talking to Brett from the Laird.
So, hey, guys.
Hey. So, Brett, there's obviously a serious side to the event, which is kind of what you were alluding to earlier, the fundraising for the David Williams Fund. Yep. So how does this work?
Well, Mooning started as one of those, you know, I believe early 90s sort of, you know, when fundraising really was the only way that money came to HIV AIDS funding. You know, there wasn't a lot of government funding, if any at all. I don't think at the time Linda would know that. Yeah, so there was really, it was coming from the community, a lot of the money. So there was Midsummer Mooning, which is still happening, of course, and there was another one called Slave Auction. And it was brought about by a couple of guys, Tex McKenzie, most guys would know them, Paul Evans and Tex McKenzie, which were the No Attitude guys, and they put these events on twice a year and brought in lots of money and got all the, as I said, some great comedians over the years and things for those events. And so thankfully Midsummer Mooning's just been able to evolve and keep going, which is great. So, yeah, look, and we love being able to do it for the David Williams Fund. They don't, you know, I think we're probably the major, you know, local fundraiser for them. And there's Matt Cosmetics do a lot as well, which is great. So it's good to really be able to do that for a particular organisation. I think we've supported the PLC before as well, the Positive Living Centre.
Yeah. Now, Brett, why the David Williams Fund?
Why? I think, Mark and I, we took over in 2007, and we sort of, at first we were pretty much, we didn't know what we were doing. We were just taking advice from everyone, from VAC and Leather and Bear Clubs and everyone, and we, you know, we were realising how much of a community effort it is to run the lead. It's you know, a lot of business, but a lot of community as well. And David Williams Fund really sort of struck a chord with us, being that it, you know, that we were really able to make a big difference to people's lives in it by helping raise those funds, and seeing how it really does directly affect. It's not something where you know, we used to get people sort of, when we just said we were fundraising for VAC, and to be honest, people might go, oh, but where does the money go? But if we can say, this is exactly where it's going, that's really good to be transparent like that. So, yeah.
Now, we are going to have Linda Horn from the David Williams Fund a little bit later on the show.
Yay.
But do you get any questions from your clientele, like, about the David Williams Fund?
We do, yeah. I guess some people are sort of, yeah, they want to know what, you know, what circumstances do you need to be in to get the emergency funding, that sort of stuff. I guess it's not, and it's not something to, that it's easy for the David Williams Fund to outline. It's not something you can just give, you know, a flat-out black-and-white response. It's, I guess, circumstantial, and Linda will be able to answer that. But people do want to know, where does the money go? So it's been good in the past to be able to sort of have that information up at the events and say, you know, I was at my physio a few months back, and I actually saw it firsthand. The receptionist took a call, and it was someone being covered by the David Williams Fund for their physio because they just couldn't afford it at the time. And which is really great to, you know, I had no idea who the person was. It's all private and confidential, but it was amazing to be able to see what we do, you know, firsthand, being at work in the community there.
Well, those are the kind of stories that we actually like to hear.
Yeah, and I think that's what people do need to see. You know, it's, over the years, there's always been, with all VAC and AIDS organisations around the world, there's been, you know, always been funding rumours and things like that, and people saying, you know, and that's just with any gay organisation, I guess there's always been something, you know, there's been controversies and things, so it's good when you see direct action. Yeah. And the great work that Linda and the crew do for Down and Dirty. For that, Down and Dirty.
I'm
thinking of Down and Dirty as well at the same time, yeah. That's our other favourite project.
Yeah.
Well, yep. It's a really good symbiotic relationship, and it's something that I think people within the community and Linda and people that actually access the David Williams Fund are really appreciative of, and something that we find really sort of appreciative, that a community organisation such as yourself that is so community orientated is really willing to every year put in a whole lot of effort and a whole lot of time just to be able to provide some money. So,
yeah.
Brett,
and
thank you so much.
Even, no worries at all. As I said, even when Mark and I took over, we knew that it was very much a community job, and the lead's been there for years for the HIV AIDS community, and it's just, you know, that's really good to be able to carry that on and, yeah, keep it going.
Yeah, indeed. Linda, welcome to Well, and
hi.
Welcome to the conversation.
Thank you.
Hey, Linda.
Hey, Brett, how are you?
You've done the great work. Good, thank you.
You too.
Happy midsummer.
Now,
you too.
Before we get into the whole David Williams Fund conversation, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, and for how long have you been doing this?
Well, I'm very young, I'm very tall, I'm very beautiful.
I'm very sexy.
Not quite, but I've been coordinating the fund and have been for the last 10 years, which is situated at the Positive Living Centre in South Yarra. I sort of fell into the job because I was interested in sexual health and ended up as a financial counsellor coordinating the fund. I'm not really sure how that all planned out, but I'm sure glad it did because I love it.
Awesome. And so the David Williams Fund, what does it stand for? Who's David Williams? Is there anything that you can tell us about that just before we jump into a couple of quick community service announcements?
Oh, the David Williams Fund was established in 1986 and it was named after David Williams. His brother Trevor Williams initially set up this fund, and 30 years later it's still operating and it's grown, and which will chat a bit more about that later.
Fantastic.
So remember, if you want to listen to the show again or share it with friends, you can access the podcast on joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well on Joy 94.9, and we're talking to Linda Horn from the David Williams Fund. How are you, Linda?
Good. How are you, Carlos?
Good.
Great.
Linda, what is the David Williams Fund, and for how long has it been running?
The David Williams Fund was established in 1986 to provide emergency financial assistance to people living with HIV who are experiencing financial hardship. So essentially it's been operating for 30 years.
And so, I mean, that's quite a broad spectrum in terms of, I guess, the range of needs and range of services that you provide. So what are some of the core components or things that you might want to sort of untangle a little bit for the listener if they're not sure exactly what help is that you provide?
Okay, well, initially, 30 years ago, it was set up to assist people to die with dignity. So that's really changed to live with dignity. So not only do we do the financial emergency assistance like food vouchers and medical costs, but we now incorporate a financial counselling program. So we will meet people one-to-one, sit down, talk about their finances, look at debts they have, budgets, just really let them know their rights, responsibilities, if they need me to advocate for them, negotiate with banks, utility companies. That's what I do.
Do you want to help me out? I've got a credit card or two. But I mean, it could be something as trivial as that, but people don't know that this service is around for things like that.
Yeah.
They think it is kind of, you know, the food vouchers, which are a central component of the David Williams Fund, but that's not anything and everything that it is.
That's true, but wait, there is more. We also have steak nights with that.
Call now and...
No, we also do some financial literacy workshops. So,
and what is that? What does that involve?
All right, really, it's just about knowledge about your rights as well. So, like, I might go out to a group and we might play a game of Monopoly, and you know, I'll give you hypotheticals of, you know, you've lost your job or you're on a healthcare card, and just what you can do. And so, if you know, get in strife, you know what to do and maybe who to call. And even if you don't remember, I'll give you a number, even my number, so you could call.
Yeah.
And I could just, you know, give you that quick bit of advice so you can go from there.
Now, Linda, you also mentioned before something about a loan.
Yes.
How does that work?
All right. We have a thing called a no interest loan scheme, and that's to help people from low socioeconomical backgrounds to have the ability to access an affordable loan with no interest, no fees. And we do that in combination with Good Shepherd. So we run the program out of our office. So the criteria again would be HIV positive, living in Victoria, and a low income, not necessarily just a healthcare card.
And so is there a specific thing around, okay, so I want to buy a house, so I need this loan, or I want to buy a car, or is there a sort of, is the loan sort of no interest free loan scheme sort of capped at a particular amount?
Absolutely.
Rather than like, I'd like to buy a Melbourne Town Hall. not necessarily achievable. There's got to be some sort of, I guess, realistic expectation of being able to pay it back. And that's where the health literacy around loans and budgeting and whatnot comes in handy as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, our loans are capped at $1,200, so the Melbourne Town Hall is well and truly out of your range.
So that's totally up for sale then, was it?
So, and then it's really about affordability. So, I mean, we sit down and we do a budget, and there's information we need, and we look at what is not going to put you in further financial hardship. So if you can afford $20 a fortnight, we would loan an amount that you could pay within a year to that amount that wouldn't put you in hardship. That's the last thing we want to do. So, and it's really, it's not about just cash, it's also for items. So it needs to be like for a computer, a bed, anything like that, but it's not cash, not just a loan.
Well, awesome job.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
At Joy 94.9, there are approximately 300 volunteers bringing you over 75 shows, 24 hours per day, 7 days a week. That's a lot of facts and figures to take in, but here's one more number for you to think about. 1-300-569-949. That's the number to call to talk to the Joy sales team about becoming a Joy sponsor. One phone call can get your business on air and online, reaching thousands of Joy listeners at a price you can afford. 1-300-JOY-949. That's 1-300-569-949.
And you're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. We are talking to Linda from the David Williams Fund and Brett from the Laird. Brett, please go ahead and ask Linda some of the questions about David Williams Fund that you get your clients at the Laird asking you about, that you were sort of mentioning before about a couple of things like physio and stuff like that.
Yeah, look, people really, I guess, want to know where does, you know, people want to make sure money's not going into, you know, just new desks and bookshelves and things like happens at Parliament, that sort of thing. You know, those sorts of things. It's, they want to know that it's being put into action and I guess directly to the community, which is good to know it is. So, yeah, people really want to know where, you know, how that happens and what's the process, you know, what do people need to be, what sort of situation do people need to be in before they can sort of be eligible for that help?
Well, Brett, as you know, you are a live witness to the physio thing. Well, it can go in so many areas. Like the money could go to something as simple as a food voucher for Coles or Woolworths, you know, just to get bread, milk, basic costs. We help with medical costs, vet bills, you know, because for some people, their animal is the most important creature in their life. I know for me.
Yep.
And we
are therapy for sure, yeah.
Yep. And we're more than happy to support vet bills. It can also go to preventing homelessness. So someone might have lost their job and, you know, just in the interim phase.
It's not a last port of call sort of thing, I guess. You know, there's always Centrelink and all those places that do also do things like that, I guess.
Centrelink don't. They will provide an income, but we might also refer them to a housing agent because rent, as you know, is pretty expensive and we couldn't cover all that, but we can link them in with other.
So you're also providing resources as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. God, we refer to so many places.
And I guess that's a good thing, that people know that they can get that. And for us, knowing that people can just be, and even if it is that, you know, they ring you up and they talk to you and they work something out about how they can fix a financial problem or something, and it's just, it's really good to know that happened. Yeah.
And even if we can't help fully, we will always refer out to other places that we can also jump in together and work together on it.
Yeah.
We also do, like, you know, university books and TAFE books. So, you know, people wanting to go back to study on AusStudy, it's impossible to, you know, pay for school books or
just
a computer.
Living expenses and
getting to uni. And so we help for that, and we're really fully supportive of that one.
So, Linda, Brett mentioned before that you guys get funding. Of course, the Laird is one of the main people fundraising for you guys.
Yes.
And you also get from Max. So where exactly does the David Williams Fund get funds from?
Well, I pull it out my back pocket.
So you're going to say something else then?
Brett, we're online. Well, clearly we get some funds from you guys, which is incredible. Like, you're probably, you are our main supporters in Victoria as an organisation, a community group, you know, from Mooning and Northside Bazaar. But we also get some bequests, not lots of them. A lot of them now go into the general VAC sort of pool, and then VAC do fundraising, so if we're short of funds, they'll, you know, distribute the funds to us. Or there's some people that regularly donate, you know, just it comes out each month. MAC Cosmetics really is our main source.
They do an amazing job,
incredible. The Viva Glam lipstick.
It's great to have such a big brand, you know, to have that, you know. For us to be up, you know, we're probably second to them, which is great.
Absolutely.
I'm sure we don't contribute anywhere near as much, but to be up there with them, it's great. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And in each MAC cosmetic shop, there is a MAC ambassador. So if people out there listening want to support the fund, they can just go into a MAC shop and say, hi, is your MAC ambassador there? And they'll lead you to the products.
Oh,
that every cent, including manufacturing costs, go directly to people living with
wow.
HIV. So, yeah, they're fantastic.
Awesome job.
Like you, Brett and Mark.
Now, Linda, I know you love the work that you do.
Yeah, I do.
Now, can you give me an example that will illustrate how important the David Williams Fund is for people living with HIV in distress?
Yeah, I could come up with so many stories, but we'll be here for the next year, I reckon. I'll try and sum like a little bit of an example. I've put something
it's
together.
It's Australia Day, so if you could...
Okay. All right, I'm going to use the name Bob, so because, you know, we like confidentiality here.
Yep.
So say hypothetically, Bob has come in, he's got no money for food. Well, this is actually a case, but... Bob, you know, he's come in, no food, at risk of homelessness, and he was hospitalised because he was quite ill, newly diagnosed, he was positive for quite some time, and so by time they realised what it was, he was hospitalised. So before that he'd been working, he had a great job, could pay his bills, pay rent. Suddenly he was in a situation where he had this lease, couldn't afford to make payments, and not working for 6 months, he'd utilised his sick leave, annual leave, and then went on to a Centrelink benefit, which came quite a bit later. So he came into our service referred by one of the doctors, and initially we just, you know, gave him a food voucher so when he was going home he could at least have something to eat. We linked him into a housing support agency, and we also helped with rent along with a housing support agency. But also in that meantime, he was relying on credit cards to pay his rent.
Yeah, and that can be a really bad, really bad sort of, roundabout sort of to get on, and you just keep constantly paying back and,
And while those credit cards were in pretty good health before he got sick, they were completely maxed out. So after we just resolved that immediate issue of housing and food, we stopped, looked at the credit cards, negotiated with the banks to settle them all. So he wasn't having those calls every day of,
I guess some people wouldn't have the confidence to deal with the banks either, would they? They might be just a bit sort of used to being, well, just, okay, fine, I'll deal with whatever those fees and the crazy things that you're charging me. And it's good that they're to have someone join them back to them, I guess.
And there is so much you can do. Like, you know, you can get no interest, no fees, nothing for a period of time if you're unwell. And you can even look at cutting deals with the banks. It's quite easy to work with when you know what you're doing. But just I'm aware of time, so I'll quickly race through this. So anyway, his illness, because he had some quite long-term complications, he wasn't able to go back into the work that he did. So we put him through our study assist program, and he's just finished that. He's applied for 3 interviews. I just spoke to him the other day, and he goes, I've got 3 interviews and I'm waiting to hear back. I mean, waiting to hear back from the 3 interviews he had. And we have a new no interest loan scheme, which we've just started, and he needed a computer because he's broke down, and we put him on this no interest loan scheme. He's got a computer and he pays $21 a fortnight, and that computer's his.
Well, fantastic. And I think that's probably the epitome of the David Williams Fund and the way it helps out. And so, and everything working together with you guys at the Laird, supporting the David Williams Fund. But
that's great. Like everything Linda's just said there, it's just so good to even, it even more reassures me that it's such a good thing to be giving. Just keeping people connected, even, you know, such a big difference in their life. That's good.
And I do want to quickly say, if there is anyone out there that knows someone that's positive and on a healthcare card and really doing it tough, please get them to call the Positive Living Centre and ask to speak to Linda or Marcus or anyone at the David Williams Fund.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much, Brett and Linda, for coming along and joining us in the studio here at Well Well Well. Thank you so much. And
thanks for having me.
Pop along to Mooning, put in some money and help people.
And tickets online before too. It sold out last year, so...
Absolutely.
Tickets online.
This is Well 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 on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
It was a pleasure to spend time with you during Australia Day, and hopefully you have nice plans to enjoy the time off work, if you have it.
If you have it, exactly. But question.
Yes.
Do you think that art can facilitate discussions around topics that we'll bring up here at Well 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 quite frequently, such as prep or viral load, body image, HIV stigma, masculinity, and lots of other various controversial topics?
So you're asking me? Well, I would say maybe yes.
Well, guess what?
What?
That's what we're doing. So we're actually hosting the Art and Health Promotion Forum on Thursday, the 28th of January at 7 p.m. So come along and join the conversation at Second Story Studios, which is located in Collingwood. But Carlos, you know more about this because it's part of your Company of Men thing that's been going on for a couple of weeks.
Indeed, we are sponsoring Company of Men, and we have artists that were commissioned to produce pieces for this exhibition, so Down and Dirty and Stain Negative could participate. Now, the pieces are around certain topics, which are HIV stigma, viral load, PrEP, masculinity, of course. Company of Men is just an exploration about masculinity, whatever that is, whatever that means for each of the people that will go.
Yeah, and so I guess it's the forum is sort of looking at the cross between art and health promotion to tackle these topics.
Exactly, exactly.
And who is on the panel?
In the panel is the head of health promotion, the director of health promotion and communication from VAC, Colin Batroni, Rogan Richards, who is one of the artists that was commissioned, Kia, who is the second artist, and the curator of Company of Men, who is Damien Hearns.
Fantastic. Well, I think that sounds like it'd be really, really interesting. So if people want to know more about coming along to the forum, where can they go to find out information?
I reckon you can call VAC 9865-6700, visit our website. It's up in the calendar with all the information over there. This has been Well, Well, Well for another week, and we will be back next Tuesday at noon.
Thanks very much, guys.
See yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Joy 94.9 is a GLB TIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.